Won't you look in your Bibles to the book of Luke this morning. Luke chapter number 15, a joy to be here. Good to see you. And I'm glad that the Lord give us one more opportunity to assemble together that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. Luke chapter 15, you're well and able to stand. And I will say this, I preached several messages in the time I've already been here out of the text. And I won't be preaching the ones I preached before, but God began stirring this in my heart. And I early in the week thought I might preach something different today. Over these weekend days, boy, God just began burning my heart, a verse and a thought. And I want to be obedient to preach what God's with my heart. I really believe with all my heart that God's wanting to help somebody right here today that's in the condition we're going to preach about for just a few minutes this morning. And I do desire your prayers that God, the Holy Ghost, would touch us, enable us to preach, because there'll be no preaching done if He doesn't do it. Amen. And so you pray with us and ask God to help us in the service today. Luke chapter 15, I'll begin reading verse 11. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. The Bible said, and He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in woe. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Am no more worthy called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father. He was yet a great way off. His father saw him, had compassion, ran, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. Am no more worthy called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be Mary. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the reading of the Word of God. Lord, I thank you that you have given us your Word to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Oh, Father, I pray now for just a little while. You touch these lips of clay, anoint me by the Holy Ghost, and I'd preach exactly what you burned in my heart in these days. And I put a burden upon my heart for this morning. I pray, Lord God, for that soul that's lost, that the sweet Holy Spirit would reprove them, and Lord, they'd run to you and be saved. Lord, I pray for that Christian that has gotten cold, Lord, indifferent in their heart. Lord God, they're not walking at a guilty distance from you. I pray this morning, Lord, that there'd be some prodigal run back to the Father's house and get right with you. Oh, God, help us as your people. May we serve you better than ever before. May you be glorified here today, and we'll thank and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 15 this morning, where the Bible says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. I want to preach this morning, the Lord being my helper, for just a few minutes on this subject. There is a way out of the hog pen. There is a way out of the hog pit. While we were reading a moment ago in verse 15, boy, that first part, didn't even see it earlier as I was reading and studying, but he said he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Oh, friend, today there's a danger in God's people getting yoked up with this world. Friend, I promise you this, there is nothing better than being saved, and there's nothing better than walking with God, having fellowship with God, and serving God. There is nothing better than all this world has to offer than that right there. Oh, friend, today, this is a parable. I'm aware of that. But there are some lessons to be learned. I'm afraid there are people who have gotten themselves into a hog pen today. Oh, I say this as introduction, and then I'll get to my thought. How did this boy, this younger son, find himself in a hog pit? How did he get there, friend? Well, three things as introduction. Number one, his will in verse 12. For the Bible said, the younger then said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. This boy, his will was to get away from the father and from the father's house. Can I say this about his will? It was a selfish will. He was thinking about nobody but self. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hear me this morning. It'll get better as we go, but I really need to set this in our hearts. When you begin to be selfish, you don't care what others think or need. It's just about you. You are headed for the hog pen. Amen. Oh, it's a selfish. He said, give me selfishness this morning. Oh, I'm afraid selfishness is hurting folk. They're just living for the moment, living for what thrills them, living for what they want in this world. Oh, friend, it's a selfish will, but let me say this. It was a set will. He set his will to leave the Father's house. I want to say this to you. Before people ever get out of church, they have left in their heart. And there's a danger. Everybody look at me a minute. When you set your will to do something, there is no changing you at that moment. I don't care who you are, whether it's me, I'm telling you, if you set your will, you're going to wind up in the hog pen. Amen. Hey, that we all have a will. You was born with that. We're free agents as far as the will goes. You can choose in doing right or choosing to do wrong, especially we that are saved. You see, as a saved person, the Holy Ghost lives in us. And he guides us into all truth. But when our will gets to be what we want, say what God wants, we're headed for the hog pen. Amen. You be careful about setting your will. I'm telling you, God's burdened my heart with preaching this. I'm afraid there's some young people here. Yeah, it could even be some adults in this place are watching by internet today. Friend, your will has got to the place that you're headed toward this world. You're going to wish you hadn't have. When it's all said and done, we see his will. We see secondly in verse 13, his wondering. For the Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. He wandered away. He journeyed away from the father's house. Oh, hear me right here just a minute. The direction of this wandering, it's away. Please don't let the devil or sin deceive you. You cannot handle sin. Sin will handle you. Sin won't get you closer to God. The direction is away from God. Amen. Now, I'm preaching most saved folk this morning. I'm honest about that, but you that's lost, you're in a mess too. You need to be saved. Amen. But for that child of God who is beginning to make that journey into the fire country, I'm begging you in Jesus' name, don't go down that road. Don't commit that sin. Don't get your life in a mess. You better stay close out to the Father today. Oh, yeah. Hey, whether it's my child or your child, I'm telling you, our friend, that wandering of the heart and the setting of the wheel will get you into a fire country. Oh, not only the direction of that wandering, but the distance of that wandering. For it said in that verse, he took his journey into a far country. Hey, there'll be a long distance wind up between you and God. Amen. You'll be amazed how far away from God you can really get. Oh, yeah. Are you listening to me? I'm a preaching right. I'm not preaching anything I've preached before, but I'm preaching exactly what the Holy Ghost been stirring in my heart. I'm afraid there's some individual. Hey, you can sit in a fundamental Baptist church and begin to get cold on your heart. Hey, even coming every time the doors are open. Amen. That wandering away, it's going to get a great distance between you and the Father and the Father's house. Oh, we see his will is wandering. Number 3 in verse 13, 14, I see his wastefulness. The Bible said in the latter part there, wasted deception with riotous living. That's loose, immoral living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Hey, his wastefulness. You see, he began with great substance. The Father gave him his portion. He had a lot. I want everybody to look at me this morning. Do you realize how much you really have in Christ? You talk about riches. You talk about great things. Hey, if you're in Christ, hey, you are blessed above measure. Amen. Hey, we ain't poor, pitiful Christian. Oh, no. You say, but preacher, I don't have two nickels to rub together. Oh, but I want to tell you, you're not a poor, pitiful Christian because our Father owns it all and he supplies our needs. Amen. Oh, this boy started with a lot. And when you got saved, you got set smack dab in the middle of everything. Amen. Oh, that song the choir sings about nobody, my friend. But then when you get saved, you become a somebody headed somewhere. That is truth of the scripture. Hey, we are blessed above measure today. Oh, friend, what substance? But we see his spending. He wasted. He spent it all. He threw it all away. Hey, that's what a lot of folk are doing. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You start going toward the far country. You wind up in the hog pen and the joy is going to be gone and the peace is going to be gone and the reason for going on is going to be gone. Hey, when you get away from the Father, it's not good. Amen. Hey, it is a feeling of emptiness. It is, my friend, leaving everything and winding up down with the old hogs. Amen. Hey, can I say something right here? That boy winds up in a hog pen. Now, I'm a country boy, and when I was a kid, we had different animals we raised. We at one time had chickens, sometime had rabbits, but we also had some pigs. And I'm tell you this, I've never been around them when I didn't know they was there. Amen. The stench of the hog, the squeal of the hog pen, the slop of the hog pen. We was talking about the other day, there are certain things that bother you as a child of God, surely does. We was talking about this. I'm not going to go into a trash can to get a whole biscuit to eat. Why would you do that when you can have what's fresh? Amen. He's willing to eat slop was where he winds up. Man, the stench and the nastiness that is found in that hobby, all because he wouldn't stay home. Amen. Oh, but I want to be my own boss. I want to do my own thing. Yeah, and God will let you, but you'll wind up in a hog pen. Amen. Most of us here, sad to say, probably have experienced living in a hog pen somewhere, even as a child of God. Amen. Oh, friend, can I leave this with you before I move into my message here? Preachers have been preaching this for years, yea, even centuries. And what truth it is, three things about sin. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. It costs you more than you want to pay and keep you longer than you want to stay. There is nobody who is in sin today, I'm talking about a backslid child of God, who wanted to start there. That wasn't their intent. When their will began to get in the way and they began to wonder, began to be wasteful of what God gave them. They didn't intend to be as bad off as they are. Are you listening to me? You'd be amazed what a child of God can get their life into, the kind of shape they can get it into. It'd probably shock you. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. You're not going to get out of it just when you just take a notion. And I understand that because I've done said it'll take you further. You want to go, some have looked back in their lives and say, man, I never intended to do that. Hey, cost you a lot, hasn't it? Sin always costs you. And it's got a death grip on you. But here's where I want to camp while I'm preaching. There is a way out of the hog pen. I'm glad I can tell you today, you don't have to die at the hog pen. You don't have to live the rest of your life down in the hog pen. Hey, I know it's bad. The stench and the squeal. I'm glad we find in this parable there is a way out of the hog pen today. Oh, I'm not minimizing sin, but I'm trying to help some backslider that's here today. The devil said, you can't get right. You can't get out of this. You can't change your life. Oh, but I'm going to tell you, there is a way out. Amen. Hey, friend, there he is, joined a citizen of that country, feeding the swine. Oh, preacher, I know. Oh, preacher, my life's in a mess. That's me today, preacher. I'm in the hog pen. How can I get out? Well, there's three things in our text, and I believe it's the way you get out of the hog pen. Number one, verse 17 through 18, you've got to recognize some things. The Bible said in those verses, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough in the spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Hey, you're going to have to recognize some things before you ever get out of the hog pen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? You're going to have to recognize where you are. You're going to have to come to grips that you are in the hog pen. Amen. As long as you think I can still handle it, I won't get no worse. You hear me? I'll not get no deeper. You're not getting out of the hog pen. But when you come to grips where you are living right now. Now I'll say this. If you get saved, you're saved forever. That's taught in the scripture. He gives eternal life. But you listen to me. He deals with us as his children. And if you're without chastisement, you're not his. That's right. Friend, it ain't going to get better with you away from God. It's going to get worse. Because not only is your sin going to get more control of your life, but you're beginning to suffer the chastisement of the hand of God. Amen. You're going to have to recognize where you are. I'm not where I used to be. Can you imagine how Adam felt in the cool of the day? All them days before God come walking in the cool of the day, him and Adam and God, they talked in fellowship. Adam walked with God. What a blessing that was. But then there came that day they let sin in. And instead of being out there waiting on God, said, oh, he'll be here in a minute. He's coming, he'll be, and we can have fellowship with him. But instead they're saying, he's saying to Eve, he'll be here anytime. The sun's at the right place. He'll be here. We're naked. We see it. We're going to have to hide. Hey, I can't face him with what we've done. And when God came a-calling, And he said, where art thou? It wasn't that God didn't know where Adam was. He knew he was behind that tree. He knew it sewed him some fig leaves together. He knew all about that stuff. But he wanted old Adam to admit where he was. Amen. Old Adam had to say, oh, Lord, I'm not where I used to be. Amen. Because he's not out there waiting on God. He's a hiding from God. That's why some of you'd be here this morning, if you'd be honest. You say, I'm not where I used to be with God. Hey, he also would say, well, I'm not where I could be with God today. Amen. Hey, that's where some of you are too. You see, for the child of God, we have a birthright. And some of you are living beneath your birthright. Amen. That birthright gives me throne rights. Amen. It gives me a testifying rights. Amen. Hey, but when you get back, said wind up in the hot bed, whoa, you don't want to say much about the things of God. Because you know you're not where you ought to be and you're not where you used to be. Amen. You're going to have to come to grips, recognize how where you are at this moment. Not only where you are, but what you've done. For that son said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. You're going to have to recognize you have sinned. Amen. Boy, we're in the day folk don't want to take blame for their sin. It's my mom and daddy's fault. They didn't raise me right. They weren't real. And it's the preacher's fault. He ain't preaching like he ought to. And it's the church's fault. They ain't all living right. Hey, it's not everybody. It's you that's accountable to God. Amen. You're going to have to get beyond what others are doing or not doing. You're going to have to recognize what you've done. Amen. Oh, friend, to recognize I've sinned. He said there, that young man, I've sinned, my friend, against heaven and before thee, before the Father. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, when you sin, it's against God. Amen. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, oh, how do I get out? There's a way out. You must first recognize some things. Number two, in verse 18 through 21, you're going to have to repent. Amen. Look at these verses. The Bible said in verse 18, I will arise, go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, fell on his neck, kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, am no more worthy to be called thy son. You're going to have to repent. Repentance is still the message in the 21st century. As sure as it was in the first century of the church, in the 21st century, for a man to be right with God, whether he's lost, needs to get saved, or whether he's saved and backslid, to get right, there must be repentance. Amen. He is repenting. What is repentance? It is a change of mind. That's the starting point. But that ain't all there are to it. But that's the beginning. He came to a place. He said, I'm changing the way I've been thinking. But there is a turning from sin and self and a turning to God. Amen. Brother Billy Mitchell said, it is siding on God's side against yourself. That is right. Amen. Hey, if you're going to really get out of the hog pen, you've got to repent. Hey, there is a way. You don't have to die where you are. Hey, if you recognize and then repent, you can get out of the hog pen. See, a real repentance, true repentance, is not being sorry that you got caught. And it's not just being sorry what you lost. Did you hear what I said? There's a whole lot of that kind of repenting going on. They got caught, so I'm going to have to do something to save face, and I don't want people thinking back, so I've got to do something. You hear me? And it ain't about what you lost. Well, my home's busted. I want my home back together. It's going to take more than that for you to really repent. Amen. I know that ain't popular in our day, but that's right preaching for our day. Amen. Godly sorrow leads a man to repentance. Amen. Godly, I'm sorry, God, that I've sinned against you. Amen. Do you know why I'm saved today? I repented. As a 10-year-old boy, you said once a young boy, I was a sinner. My heart knew the only hope was to turn from self to God, and I did that. Amen. Real repentance will have a changed life attached to it. Amen. Not just to do better life or just a do-over life, but a new life. Amen. Hey, friend, this boy had a repentant heart that resulted in an action of repentance. Amen. Somebody said, I can't go to that altar. I'm going to tell you something. You're ready to repent, you will. Ain't enough horses, ain't enough men can hold you back if you ever get the place that you're going to repent. I'm going to tell you something. Though I was a 10-year-old boy, the night I got born again, there wasn't nobody getting in the way of me getting saved. I was doing business with God, sink or swim, live or die. Why? My heart, there was repentance worked in me. Amen. Oh, friend, there's a way out of the hobby if you'll recognize some things and if you'll repent of your sin. Number three, you're going to have to be received by the Savior. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? And somebody said, boy, that's bad. That ain't good. How's that good news? You listen to me. Look at verses 20 down through verse 24. The Bible said, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, ran, fell on his neck, kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, in thy sight no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Hey, there is reception taking place. You say, preacher, I don't think God received me back. I've saved, I know I'm saved, but I've done so much. Oh, yes, he will. If you're coming on his terms, amen, he will forgive you. Amen. Hey, when we come the way God's ordained, hey, God stands there with open arms saying, come to me. Hey, I'll forgive you. We find that this boy, the father welcomed him. When the boy repented, made that turn, the father ran to where he was. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm glad you can get out of the hog pen because the Father is still waiting with open arms and he still forgives sin today. Oh, you say you don't know what I've done, where I've been. No, but God does. And God's the one that matters. And God's the one that is can forgive sin. And he'll welcome you if you'll come to him today. Oh, friend, hey, there's the father's wardrobe. He put a robe on him, put a ring on him, and put shoes on him. Hey, it showed that this boy was forgiven. He got out of the hog pen. Oh, you don't have to live in that hog pen. You certainly don't have to die in that hog pen. You can get right, child of God. Oh, friend, here today, others may not know, others might know where you are. I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. As I preach today, I preach with a burden, broken heart, but I don't know who you are. You say, preacher, well, shouldn't God let he does sometimes? I do know sometimes. But I'm preaching this morning, don't know who. But I'm a preaching what he said. Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't get right this morning, you'll leave out of here today and you're going to know I don't have to stay in this hog pen. Amen. I'm telling you, you don't want to. I mean, aren't you tired of the stench? Aren't you tired of the squealing? I thought about that. And I guess this is this country boy's head of thinking, I guess. But man, the racket them things make. the squealing, just a noise. And you know what? That's the way the things of the world are to somebody really say. Hey, it may have a little thrill at the beginning, but it becomes annoying after a while. If you're really saved, you can't live in this thing all the time and enjoy it. Amen. Hey, there's something about being saved that makes you long for higher ground. Amen. Oh, you don't have to stay in that hot pen. There's a way out this morning. Oh, friend, I'm telling you today, whoever you are, if you would run to him today. Oh, man, I thought about this, and this rolled over my heart riding up down the interstate over the weekend. I was sitting in my room, walking through the house, getting up early this morning. I went to bed with on my mind, got up with on my mind. Oh, you don't have to stay. You can get out of the hog pen. Amen. Oh, friend, all you need to do, you really need to get that heart that's sick and tired of sin. Amen. Tired of where you at. Tired of what you done. I mean sick of what you done. Amen. And just say, the songwriter, and just from your heart, begin to cry out to God and turn to God from your sin. Oh, friend, today I'm saying you can get out of the hog pen. Amen. Oh, I'm glad there's forgiveness in the Lord. You say, you're preaching a license to sin. Oh, no, I'm not. Well, buddy, I'm going to tell you, you won't never forget your time in the hog pen. And I'm going to tell you again, there'll be chastisement down the hog pen. Amen. It ain't all fun and games. I'm going to promise you that. And friend, what you need to do, a repentant heart. Turning from sin and self, turning to God. What a difference it'll make in you today. Father, take the message now. Use it for thy glory. Oh, God, help that one. Lord, it could be more than one. Lord, that's living in the hog pen. Lord, I pray today they'll get out, for there is a way out. Lord, we love you and thank you for first loving us. Thank you for giving me liberty and preaching what you poured into my heart in these days. And all you do, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder, is there someone lost in this place today? Being willing to admit you're lost by lifting a hand. I'd like to be remembered in prayer today. Preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm lost. Could be a child of God in this place, and that's who I've been preaching to. You're in the hog pen. You can get out of the hog pen. There is a way out. You say, preacher, I'm going to lift my hand. Ain't nobody look around, and I'm not going to point you out. We ain't going to talk about it. Not going to use an illustration in no time. I want you to be honest with yourself. Said, preacher, that's exactly where I am today. I am in the hog pen. Amen. Preacher, that's, amen. I'm in the hog pen. There ain't a doubt in my mind, preacher. I'm not walking with God as I once did. I've got a far cry from God. Pray for me. I'm going to tell you, young people, if you're truly saved, you're going to hit bottom. The way you're going, you're going to hit bottom. You ain't going to like what you find at the bottom. God, in His mercy today, been preaching to your heart. I want us to stand. This altar's open. There's some folk praying. You said, preacher, I got other things on my heart. You can come pray about that too, but I preached to what God put on me, so you mind the Lord today. If you got a prodigal, I'd keep on praying for him. Don't you give up on him. While we sing,